wherever you're working. You say, you can't talk about God. I said, that's crazy. I can talk to God anytime I want to talk to God. Amen. From my heart to His. Amen. And you praise Him, and it changes how you feel. Amen. Are you with me, church?
Yeah.
This is for you as much as it is for me. Hallelujah. Now, I have to say this before we sing this next song. I had a man come to me one time, and he said, I'll come to church if... And I said, okay, what is it? If he said I couldn't talk about Jesus, I said, well, this wouldn't be the right church. If he said I couldn't talk about the Bible, this would not be the right church. Amen? If I couldn't praise His name, this would not be the right church. But he asked a simple request. He said, I'll come to your church if you play a song for me. Not necessarily a song about God, but a song that would bring him to church. And I prayed about it, and I'm a pastor. My job is to bring people to the water. Amen. I can't make you all drink it no matter what I say to you. If God doesn't touch your spirit, I can't make you do it except to tell you that He inhabits the praise of His people, that He loves you, that He wants to give you the desires of your heart. I can tell you that, but I can bring you to that water. So I said, if I play this song for Him, I will bring Him to the water. Amen. I will bring another man to church. As a pastor, I will bring somebody to church. So I prayed about it, and I hope that you'll all enjoy the fact that we're going to play this song because we brought somebody to church. Amen? And the only way that He can prove His word to you as if you allow him in. Amen. Joanne, would you bring us into church on this beautiful October morning? Maestro. Let's stand up and pray to our Father. Our Father, hallelujah. Would you pray with me? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Holy book from God. This is a love letter from God, and I treasure this book. And I thank God for it every day. Would you read with me? We're going to responsive reading 4-6. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling,
there is a river between the valley and the land of the city of God, a holy place of tabernacle and the Most High.
God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her. Just as at the break of dawn the nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. Come, behold the works of the Lord,
who has made desolations in the earth.
You still, Lord, know where I am. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Hallelujah. Psalm 46. There's one line in there that you just need to hang on to sometimes. Be still and know that I am God. What does that mean? You understand? You take the words for what they say. Be still and know that I am God. That means do nothing. That means don't let the day get, don't get the day around you. Don't just be still and know that I am God. When you pray, all that you can pray, when you think that your heart is just, there's nothing, he's saying, now be still. You hold that prayer. Hold that prayer and be still to know that I am God. That's when your faith becomes calmer. That's when your faith becomes stronger. Amen? Because all of a sudden you realize it's not you who's going to perform the miracle of two. Amen. Amen. We talked about love never failing. We talked about pure love. It means when you give love freely, you don't expect anything back. Amen. When you give your love, you don't expect somebody to love you back. You gave it because it came from your heart. Amen. And if you're having troubles at home and troubles in your relationship, troubles with your work, you've got to understand, you keep giving that love. You give that love. If you feel like somebody in your home should be doing this or that, well, maybe there's something you're not doing to allow them to do that. Amen? Maybe there's something you said that caused the person not to do what you think that they should do. And I'll hear people say, and men will say, well, the Bible says we're the head of the household. And I say, I smile when I hear that. The testimony to God. I smile. Really? You're the head of the household? Does your wife have every bill paid so she can do what she... Does she have everything that she needs in her house? Does she have all the luxuries that she... Is she able to do everything that she's supposed to do? Because you're the head of the household, and if that being the head of the household, you have to supply all her needs. Well, maybe I don't want to be the head of the household. You see, love, it does so many things. It heals so many people. I told you last week, and by the way, it was nobody in this church last week that I was talking about that I had to distress about. And I want you to know that not saying things sometimes when you think you're right, that's love. Loving somebody enough to say, you know, I don't agree with what you just said to me about me and you hurt my feelings, but I'm going to zip it right here because I love you and I don't want to say or do anything to cause my love or your love for me to change. So I just give it to God because that's all you're going to do anyway, amen? If you say what you feel and you cause a friction between you and your friend, what have you really done? And who has really won, amen? Satan has won, amen? Anytime you put anything where he can get some room in there, trust me, he's going to do it. How many times have I told you? And you see it in the world today. When you remove God from anything that you remove him, something is going to take his place. Amen? Something will. You remove God from our children's life, somebody and something else is going to replace it. Amen? So we need to start standing up as Christians and putting more of God in everything that we do. The people will listen. Trust me, there's more people out there hungrier for his word and hungry for good news than there are worried about all the little things that they're screaming and hollering about. Amen? It's just what we have to do. We have to give them that kind of love. We have to stand strong, and we have to show our love for our Father. Where is he? Yes. Hallelujah. Let's pray together this morning, the testimony being about you, Lord. Love never fails. Love also covers a multitude of sins. Is that true, Pastor? You mean just by loving somebody, some of my sins are forgiven? Not according to me. It's according to the Word of God. Love covers a multitude of sins. When you see somebody and start judging them in their lifestyle, and they say, well, that's against God, they're sinning. I say, stop. Stop and look in the mirror and say, I don't have time to judge my brother. Maybe he's doing things according to the Bible that are sinning, but maybe his heart is burning for God. Maybe he's crying. Maybe he's struggling. Maybe she wants to do it right, and she doesn't know how. So we don't judge them. We love them. Because they love God, covers a multitude of sin. He's only interested in you, one-on-one. He's interested in what you want. He's interested in what your heart says. How much you love his Father. Praise God. Love changes things. We always talk about change. You hear people on TV talking about change. And the way the people in the news talk about change, it's always bad. But if we want on earth as it is in heaven, we all have to change every day. And that simple change is drawing closer to God. That's the change. That's the change. Stop saying what you feel like saying the second you feel it. Give it to God. Stop being angry at work about something. Give it to God. Do your job. Do your job to the best of your ability. And if people around you don't like you, people will notice. Other people will see. They'll say, I want that guy. I want that woman in my place. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Treat people with kindness. Other people will be drawn to you. Praise God. Love, freely given, doesn't expect anything in return. But love given changes other lives. And you never know the word that you can use. You never know what you're going to do. You never know where you are when you can really do that. So if you do it constantly, you'll be changing people without you even realizing. You'll be doing the work of God. You'll be bringing them to something different. We brought a friend to church today for that one song. Made my heart happy all week to do this for God. So I love God so much, and I just want everybody here to love Him the way I do. To see the miracles He performs in our lives every day. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for who you are and what you've done. The change we need to make is to draw nearer to you. That's simple. In Jesus' name I pray. Love God with all they had, who had a vision that this church would come alive. We had a thing on the green. They had a memorial service out there one day. And we pulled up and everybody, there was no parking. All the fire trucks were out there. And we were out, we were all coming to church. And one of the policemen said, oh, I thought that church was closed. Church is coming alive, amen? Because of you. Got a phone call the other day. One of the people that we work with, a recreation director, was so happy. She got a position. Finally, she got a position 5 miles from her house, that where she can go home for lunch, she can go home and check on the kids, she can do evening shows, evening entertainment at the nursing home. And she said to my bride on the phone, God works in mysterious ways. How many think He does? You are not going to like this sermon. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. That means put God first in all you do, amen? And all these things shall be added to you. Good success, prosperity, the things needed in life, amen? Not to worry, not to be anxious, peace and strength. What do? You seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen? When you call on God first, all those things get added. What did I mention? What did I say? Good success. Say that with me. Good success. Prosperity. Say that with me. Prosperity. Amen? All the things, God said, all the things you need will be added to you if you seek His name first. Amen? Who said that?
God.
There you go. Blessed are those, blessed means in a place of favor. Amen? That's what it means. Who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Who hunger for God in their life. Who hunger to be right with God. Amen? You're blessed. And you shall be filled. Say that with me. Filled.
Filled.
Ask who?
God.
Not your neighbor. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek who? And you shall find. Knock, and the door will be opened. To who? No, to you. You're not. So sometimes you say, Pastor, I don't quite get that. Sometimes you need an answer immediately. Ever have that? Something happens. You might say, maybe, and anybody, you don't have this experience. If I was 3 minutes ahead, I would have been in that accident. Or if I, the red light, or all these things that you could say, God answered the prayer before you knew you even needed it. Amen? Sometimes you ask for traveling mercies on the road. Amen? And you get the traveling mercies. My wife, she prays where we're traveling for it not to rain. And I think God, I mean, Mr. Jim, Deacon Jim will be a witness to us. Driving home from Tennessee last year, there were thunderstorms all the way home. All through Pennsylvania, all through Virginia, right, Jim? And we never had the windshield wiper on all the way home. So sometimes, sometimes you have to seek, which means you have to dig a little deeper. You have to do a little more. Maybe you have to be a little more determined. Amen. You have to seek that answer. You have to go to Him, and then sometimes you have to knock. Now, what is knocking? Knocking is making noise. Amen. That's not. In other words, sometimes you got to really get in with God. You got to tell Him, "I need Your help. I'm here, Lord, help me," and knock for that answer. Amen. Sometimes He wants to know how determined you are. You say, "I want this, I want that, I want to be this," and then something happens and you quit. Oh, no, I'm going to quit. I'm not. You know, something bad happens in the week, you give that up. You say, "Well, you're not too determined. I put a little roadblock in your way, and you just let that stop you." Amen? So that's ask, seek, and knock. It will be given. Listen to this. "And in that day, you will ask me nothing, for most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you." He will what? "Until now," Jesus said, "you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Anybody here have been joyful yet? I want joyful though, amen. Are you with me? Are you with me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna like this. So when she said to my wife, "God works in mysterious ways," I said, "What? What's mysterious about? I will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord." That simply means go to love Him. To give Him, when you wake up, just say, "Thank you, Lord." You don't have to, you know, He don't want to hear the long prayers. He wants you to talk to Him like you talk to your friends, like you talk to your children. He wants you to converse with Him. He says, "Delight yourself in Him, and He will give you the desires of your heart." Of my heart? No. Whose heart, Mary? Your heart. Hallelujah. Trust in Him, and He will lead your way. He will, say that with me. He will direct your paths. What's mysterious about that? Praise God. They're not going to like me today, David. You know why? This is, listen, my hand's up first. We're all in this together, amen? It's because when you pray, and you pray, as you're praying and waiting, doubt starts to drift in. Amen? Little fear starts to drift in. Little worry starts to drift in. We all get a little anxious. Amen? And sometimes that's when He answers your prayer, you're surprised. Boy, that's mysterious. I wanted to get on the phone and said, "He gave you a job 5 miles from your house. You were a recreation director all the way up in Torrington. And you were faithful to that." Say that word with me. Faithful. She went all the way to New Britain. She went to New Britain, got another job. She told us the drive was awful from where she was in Watertown to New Britain every day. But she did it faithfully. She treated the people with love. She treated her job with respect. She treated us with respect. She treated other people with respect. I'm sure she had bad days. I'm sure on the way to work she was so stressed out on the way home, driving in the traffic, taking an hour and a half to get home, and it should have taken 40 minutes. But she did it faithfully. And who was watching? And God said, "Here you are right now." Is there anything mysterious about that? Praise God. Being determined, willing to do what it takes to receive. Sometimes God wants to know how serious you are. Are you with me? This sermon today is going to make you stronger, and it's going to give you, I just hope it excites you like it is. Listen, when I put a sermon together, I'm preaching to me, amen? When I'm reading these words and I'm thinking all the times I complained because I didn't get the boat out of the water, I didn't this, or I didn't have a date, I start saying, "Whoops, sorry." I start preaching to myself saying, "Look at the things that God has blessed me with." He's saying, "Enjoy these first, you'll enjoy them too." Are you with me? Who are we talking to? He said, "I will give you the desires of your heart." If you believe that, what is mysterious about His answer? Amen? Do you ever think about that? Listen, God, and I wish Tori was here today, man. Fred not feeling, but I wish Tori was here today, because it's my prayer for that. God can never be manipulated. Amen? How many know that? David, you can't manipulate him. But he's giving you this. He's giving you the word. He's giving you his promise. He has given us promises, and he's giving you a blueprint. Say, you want this, you need to do this. You want this, you need to do this. You need to put him where? Hallelujah. He will never, you can't manipulate him to do what you want, but you can faithfully serve him, and he will do. He will give you the desire. You won't give up. He will give them to you. Amen? Now, faith moves mountains. How many have heard that say, faith moves mountains? When you've got a mountain in front of you, Sergio, and that just means something that you're praying on, something that's there, that's right there, you wake up, and there it is every day, and that's your mountain, and the Bible says faith removes that mountain. Amen? Who's doing the work? You or God? Amen. So you believe God, and you believe it. And faith is going to move that. And I'm believing you, Lord. This doesn't look good. People are telling me it's not good. But I believe you. And so then you walk with your head up, and you walk, and you do other things. And who's doing the work? God. Thank you, Seth. That a boy. Don't be afraid. Say it out loud.
God.
Hallelujah. And then the mountain is removed, and you're surprised. God said, I've been there all along with you. I want to help you through. Amen? Hallelujah. I am constantly humbled and constantly awed in our everyday life, how God touches us every day. Sergio, I am totally, every day, I talk to God. She'll say, who are you talking to? And I'm talking to God just for a second. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm constantly in awe of the things he's done in my life, in my family's life, in my children's life. Amen? We have a daughter who started medical school. She didn't know when she started to work. You know, she wanted to go to work in the OR as a nurse. And she hurt her back. She couldn't do the job anymore. People say, well, that's it. But see, she didn't stop. She said, okay, I believe God's got a better plan. She went back to school, took another course. She got another job. She was working as a part-time in all the different hospitals, making $8 more an hour. But it wasn't where God still wanted her. See, and her back got hurt again, and she couldn't do that job. Today, she's teaching the course that she took a couple of years ago to do. She's now a teacher. And I say, thank you, Jesus. He had a plan for her so she doesn't have to hurt her back anymore. She can teach other people the way she learned to become those good nurses. Amen? And this is what God does in your life. I had a dream one time. I had a dream. Greg and I were playing music together, and I was with the church, and we didn't want to do the regular nightclubs. We didn't. And I said, you know, maybe I could play at some nursing homes today. I met a guy, his name was Billy Smith. Anybody know him? He's a wonderful man. He brought me to a nursing home in New Milford. He said, Larry, come and play with me. My mother's in the nursing home. So I went and played my guitar. He sang and said, you know, you could actually make a living doing this. And I said, okay, Bill. I made a few phone calls. And God saw my plan, and the first couple of years, it was going pretty good. I was happy. I had a job, and God just continued to lift and to move and to lift. I was faithful. Greg and I played in nursing homes where there was only 12 people. Other people said, I'm not going there. It's only 12 people. They can't even hear you. What are you going there for? So I'm going there because that's where I want to play my music. Amen? How many know music is medicinal? Miracles, miracles. And God just continued and saw how faithful I would be. I wasn't making a lot of money. It wasn't, you know, it was like I was making the day's pay. And then God just continued to bless, and other doors got opened, senior centers got opened up. And then 4 years, 5 months, and 10 days ago, I got married to this young lady. And praise God, we can't find time to go fishing because the nursing homes are such a blessing. What a life. And Greg will come and play with us, and he said, this is awesome. You should never have a bad day because all you're doing is going and singing. That's what we're doing. God knows I love my music, amen? And he gave me music and my wife music in such a bigger way than I could have ever imagined. I had this little thing, I want to make a few dollars a week, and do, no. Now it's people can't wait to see us. And what a joy. And it's not us. They can't wait to see the spirit that we bring, amen? Yesterday, she was singing. There was a woman in a wheelchair, and she was nothing. She kind of sitting there, wasn't hardly looking around. And she started singing the...
Stand now, Jesus.
The sentimental journey of it. And all of a sudden, the woman's eyes opened and her feet started patting. She started smiling. And I explained to her, I said, look, I said, that's a miracle. See, you've touched something. You've touched something with music. Amen? There's things in people in your life. I'm getting ahead of myself. There's people in your life, Bill, that you can touch that I can't. Marilyn, there's people in your life that I can't. People who will come to you. And I tell this to my Indian warrior friend, James and Seth and Sergio. You guys are so much younger. There's people in your lives that would never listen to me, but they listen to you. You follow God and you walk with God, He'll bring you to those people. You look around this church and you see, I'm telling you the truth, God is bringing people together, amen? And it's not just because of what we're doing, it's because other people are saying, hey, come to that church. It's really different. They're having joy. They talk about God. I feel good when I go there. I feel like I'm with a family now. When somebody gets sick, we all get sick. When somebody's missing, we all miss them. Hello, hello, Janet. Praise God. You didn't think I'd bring it? Praise God. So I don't mean just to say that He works in mysterious ways. I'm saying that sometimes we get in the way of what He's doing. Your doubt, your fears get in the way. And so it becomes mysterious, Chuck, that He's all of a sudden answered. He said, wow, this is mysterious. When you do what you do every day unto God, blessed is the man who walks in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, forgive me, but nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's simply the Bible. And in his law he meditates day and night. That means you think about God, amen? You talk to God yourself. He shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. Means he won't be shaken. That tree is firm. When something comes against you, the wind comes against you, it won't be shaken. Hallelujah. Brings forth its fruit in the season. Perfect timing. God's timing. Amen. I've seen it here. I've seen we had a man come to this church who was faithful. He was working for nothing. For nothing at a hospital. For nothing. He's volunteering every day at the hospital because he wanted a position. And we prayed. And I told him, God wants to see how faithful you are. You're coming to church. Now you're coming to church. He wants to see how long you're going to come to church, get your wish, and leave. Amen. Well, unfortunately, that's what he did. God blessed him with a position that was amazing. Amen. I'm sorry to say. And he said, well, I don't need church. And he doesn't have that job. Did God take that job away? No. But his attitude took it away. Amen. His spirit was different. His whole idea of the job was different all of a sudden. Are you with me? God wants to see your spirit. He wants to see how you treat others. He wants to see how dedicated you are at the little, with little things. Amen. He wants to see how you are with the little things before he gives you big things. Amen. And don't forget this, you represent who? Whatever you're doing, you represent Him. Amen? Whatever He does shall prosper. Say that with me. Prosper. Praise God. Who wants to prosper? Anybody? There's nothing wrong with prospering. Amen? Because you get to bless others. Thank you, Lord. How many want to bless others? Thank you, Lord. Well, that's what you do. Thank you, Lord. I sought the Lord and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. How many fears? Who delivers you? Hallelujah. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. How many troubles? Praise God. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him. Let me read that again because the angels are in this house. Remember we invited Him in earlier? I believe that you need to invite God into your house. I believe you invite Him into your car. Don't laugh at it. Don't think it's silly. I need to do that, amen? Because if you found out later that you could have and would have and things would have changed, you would do it, amen? You have a chance to do it today. It says the angel of the Lord encamps around all those who fear Him. How many of us? And delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Who wants to be blessed today? You sure? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Trust. trust in the Lord and do good. That simply means to do whatever you do unto God. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. That means to include him, amen? Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Right here, amen? In this book, amen? The Bible. Not for me, not my opinion. Who's it from? Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Thank you, Lord. That was Psalm 37. Welcome back, by the way. Did you have a good trip? A good visit? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There's so much here. I'm thinking of Gary and Marcia now. Gary and I talk about putting things together for your sermon. I have so much information here, so many things that I read all week, that the food is just more than sometimes you can. It is so good. Can you say God is good with me? Hallelujah. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me out of all my fears. Isn't that a beautiful thing? That's a promise from God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let those be put to shame and brought to dishonor who seek after my life. He's telling you he'll even protect you from your enemies. Let those be turned back and brought to confusion who plot my hurt. Amen? Hallelujah. Let them be ashamed and brought to mutual confusion who rejoice at my hurt. You can pray that. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor who exalt themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Hallelujah. Give him praise, church. Come on, give him praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for me for 1 second. Would you do that? I have something I just know that I want to read. For some reason, my eyes are not seeing it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I know I shall find it, Father God. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. How many know that all of us get sick? Amen. How many know? Amen. We all do. Amen. Because we live in this flesh and blood. Amen. So many are the afflictions of the righteous. But the Lord delivers him out of them all. How many? So when you have the affliction, when we're faced with something, you just look up to heaven and say, Lord, I know you're going to deliver me out of whatever it is. 34:20 said, he guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate righteousness shall be condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Thank you, Lord, for letting me find that. Thank you, Lord. Let's close together here. Give God a chance every day to prove his word. How many doubt? How many even worry? If you tell somebody, I don't know if there's a God, how do I know if there's a God? Here's how you do it. Give him a chance every day to prove his word. You place God where he can lead you, where he can't miss, where you can't miss that he is with you. With who? And again, I'm going to tell you. The only way he can prove it to you is to let him in. I can tell you, others can tell you, but you will never know until you give him that chance. Amen? We are surprised because our fears and doubts still mix in with our faith. The Bible says, lean not on your own understanding that gets in the way of God. He is working. He is answering. Your prayers are heard. And you have his promises. Whose promises? He leaves you in good hands. And then looks back to see, is your head down? Do you have feeble knees? Are you worried or depressed? He says, don't be that way. He lifts you up so that when he answers, you will be ready to receive. Amen? When he answers, you will not be able to contain yourself to tell others about what you went through, amen? When he answers to the glory of the whole church, to the praise of the whole church, we all receive the blessing, amen? That's the way God works. Give him praise, church. Give him praise. It's never a mystery. I will give you the desires of your heart. Who said that? To who? Believe. Give him praise, church. Say, I understand we all say he works in mysterious ways, but I want you to know that God is, he's opened up himself to us. We have to open up ourselves to him. It's that simple. And again, I say I'm awed every day by what he does in our lives, what he does in our children. We still have trouble. Amen? We still got trouble. We still argue with our kids. We still have all kinds of things going on. We got bills to pay. We don't feel good every day. We don't want, but I'm telling you, but the real things in life, the miracle things, every day I'm in awe of how he supplies my needs. And he's going to supply your needs. Amen? He's going to because he said so, not because I said so. And I'm blessing you, but I'm not doing the blessing. He's doing the blessing. Amen? And I'm not healing you. He's doing it. Amen? It's the miracles that he does for us that man says can't be done is when you really see God. And that's when he really likes to shine. Amen? And when you give him that opportunity, then nothing else formed against you will ever prosper. Amen? And when one of us is going through something, this family goes through it together. Amen? And there's strength in that too. And I look out here and again, I am completely awed and completely humbled. Amen?